just to confirm, foreign investment income. Well, in terms of interest and dividends under NHR 2.0 would still be excluded, interest and dividends. But in terms of capital gains or securities income, is that still a question mark, or is there greater certainty now?
What the law says is foreign income will be exempt, and then they list the category, the boxes of income that are eligible, and capital gains are on it. So according to the provision as it reads now, capital gains, taxable or not taxable outside, they will be exempt here.
So that's a good news story. It's going to get better. Yeah. There's certainty now. There's no confusion. It's certain. Okay, good.
The regime is easier to apply. That's what I was saying. There are more difficulties in making sure that you are eligible for the regime. But if you are eligible for the regime, I would say that the benefits are even greater now than they were before. There is no requirements to be taxable, and the range of income that will be exempt in Portugal will be bigger.
Right.
That's nice.
And just to confirm, foreign real estate income, so rental or you sold a property and there's capital gains, that continues to be excluded under 2.0.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Just to add something, obviously we had some concerns about housing over the last years. There was some concerns, and there were some changes in the tax rates applicable to rental income. Mm-hmm. So obviously you can bundle it up and apply progressive tax rates, but you were able to apply also a special flat tax rate of 20%. Before it was 28%. Now for housing leases, it starts at 25%. But then if you have longer term leases, the tax rate will be slightly reduced. So if you have a lease over 5 years, you have a 15% tax rate, for instance. You just make a regular lease for over 5 years, your tax rate is 15%. If it is from foreign income, you may get an exemption under the NHR or under the NHR 2.0. But even if it is in a domestic investment and you have a rental income flowing from inside of Portugal, which is not under the UNHR, you will still have a very nice palatable, nice tax, effective tax rate of 15%.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely lower than the ordinary tax tables itself is very attractive.
And there is no trick to it. You just have to make a lease over 5 years, which is, I would say, pretty common if you're actually leasing for someone to live.
Okay.